Tom DeLay is dead meat. This is Geoff Parrish. Tom DeLay is on his way out. Last week, the Hammer even apologized, sort of, for appearing to endorse violence against federal judges. He has run out of high-profile deaths. Schiavo, the Pope, whose media coverage masked his ethics problems and his steady decline in support among once loyal Republicans. After over a decade of corruption, hardball tactics, and sleaze, Tom DeLay is on his way out as a base of power in the House of Representatives. Don't celebrate yet. DeLay is in big trouble because he overreached. His grandstanding on the Terry Schiavo case and high profile and basting at the federal judiciary drew attention to him in a way that years of unsavory tactics could not. Schiavo made Tom DeLay a household name, and Americans discovered that they didn't like what they saw. But the politics DeLay represents is still very much alive and well, even if politically DeLay himself isn't. House Democrats have been wailing for years now that Republicans have made ordinary work in the House of Representatives impossible. Bills aren't seen until the last minute. Debate is cut off early or not held at all. Corporate lobbyists are often literally writing the bills. This is a result, Democrats say, of an intentional Republican campaign to shut out the Democrats entirely from House business. This is one-party rule, and it continues even if DeLay, one of its prime architects, is falling aside. Republican National Committee strategists are looking to 2006 as the year in which they will clinch permanent one-party rule, Republican ownership of Congress and the White House for the next 50 years. They're already halfway there, increasing majorities in the Senate and House, control of the White House, and a generation of mostly conservative judicial appointments. This is the context in which DeLay's attacks on the judiciary and the Senate battle over judicial appointments must be understood. The Bush administration has been adamant about appointing conservative, socially activist judges. It's the one arm of government they don't already control. This is the danger we're facing, the desire by Republicans to establish permanent one-party rule. DeLay is what that rule looks like, arrogant, corrupt, and ruthless. Republicans are governing in a way that's very different from how Democrats ruled when they've had the White House and Congress. The danger of arrogance and corruption is present when any one party has most of the power, but what Republicans are doing is far more intentional. Unlike Democrats, they have a clear governing philosophy, and it doesn't leave room for consultation. Tom DeLay symbolizes this aggressive approach to governing, but the approach itself will last long after DeLay falls from grace. This is a danger to democracy that transcends ideology. When elections aren't competitive, when one party has and exercises a stranglehold on power, democracy is in trouble, no matter which party it is. This is the lesson of Tom DeLay. It's what he's been working toward, largely successfully, for years. Unless Democrats can somehow find a way to forestall Bush's more radical appointments so as to preserve what's left of judicial independence, and unless Democrats can somehow find a way, and soon, to reverse congressional and presidential elections, America is well on its way to being a one-party state. Tom DeLay is what that state looks like. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.